It's Morning Edition on member-supported Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Week after week, it's looked like no compromise was in sight between the state's Democratic-controlled Senate and Republican-majority House over K-12 funding. But a tentative agreement looks promising that lawmakers have figured out how much to fund schools for the coming year. With me, as she is most Monday mornings, to walk us through it all is our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
Now, Joyce, remind us how we got to this disagreement that has caused the legislature to go beyond its scheduled adjournment.
Well, as we've been saying, it's a difference between the Republican House and the Democratic Senate over how much to spend overall next year. The Senate uses some surplus funds to put their budget together. The House says no. If it's surplus, that means Iowans were taxed too much. In fact, They don't call it a surplus. They call it an overpayment. So the Senate set out to spend about $200 million more than the House using some of the surplus. You might think that out of an overall budget of more than $7 billion, $200 million wouldn't be that big a difference, but you would be wrong. Actually, the fact that I'm saying $200 million is not very big probably shows I'm spending too much time at the Capitol.
Okay, so what does this tentative agreement on K-12 spending look like, Joyce?
Okay, so the difference between Republicans and Democrats on K-12 spending for the upcoming school year was a big piece of this $200 million gap. And under the tentative agreement, the surplus would be tapped for $55 million for schools, but only as a one-time bonus. For the Republicans, it's okay to use the surplus if it's not for ongoing spending, if it's just for one-time spending, thus the agreement to make it a one-time bonus for schools.
Okay, so how did they get to this after weeks of disagreement?
Well, it was sort of a shuttle diplomacy back and forth from the House to the Senate. The Republican House Speaker and the Democratic Majority Leader meeting repeatedly, sometimes in Senate offices. We'd see them over in the Senate, then we'd sometimes see them over in the House. And one Democrat I talked to called this deal the best they can get, given the Republicans' firm stance on not using the surplus for ongoing spending.
And I suppose the wheels could always fall off here.
Oh yeah, it's being described as a tentative agreement for a reason. Leaders won't talk about it at all, and news of the deal surfaced when a legislator put it out on social media.
All right. Also, the Senate has approved a Department of Human Services budget. Now, this is another big piece of the budget puzzle. What does it look like?
Well, yeah, DHS is a big piece of the budget, and for Health and Human Services, Democrats would spend $100 million more than Republicans, so that's a big part of the gap right there. The mental health closings at Mount Pleasant and Clarinda, they're part of that budget. Now there's a tentative compromise to keep those institutes open through December 15th. That's subject to legislative approval, so that'll be part of the debate on the DHS budget.
Okay, with education compromise looking promising, maybe a health services budget here, what's left to kind of work out here?
Well, there's another education that's issue that's sort of newly in the forefront. That's K-12 spending for the following school year. We've been talking about 2015-2016. But Governor Branstad is saying they should also set the 2016-2017 school year spending before they go home. As we've said many times, the law actually requires them to do that. The governor says he doesn't want to see another battle over school spending next year, which would be an election year. Here's what he had to say.
I think it's critically important that we not have another fight next year over this same issue. We need to get it resolved. We need to get it resolved for both years.
So if you look at the time it took to come up with this tentative agreement for the upcoming school year, it could take a while to then agree on spending for the year after that.
Another Monday staple is our noon show, River to River, which takes place in the Legislative Law Library. River to River, what's coming up today at noon? What will you be discussing?
Well, we'll have the chairs of the House and Senate Ways and Means Committees. Senator Joe Bolcom and Representative Tom Sands will be with us, and we'll talk about some of this year's tax bills.
Okay, Joyce, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
That's IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell. We check in with her most Mondays to preview what's ahead at the state capitol.